The weird part is not that they skip layers. It's that sometimes the model gets better by taking a shorter, stranger route.
Yeah, and not just early exit shorter. This paper is saying the normal forward pass may be only one decent path through a model that secretly has a bunch of other workable paths.
Which is such an exploring next problem. We built this giant stack of layers, and now we're asking if the default way we march through it is kind of arbitrary.
Mm-hmm. Dynamic inference has mostly been narrow. People do skipping or early exit or looping a block, but usually one control knob at a time. These authors go after the joint space where you can skip some parts and repeat others per input without retraining the base model.
And that matters because the people blocked on this are basically anyone trying to get better reasoning or lower cost from frozen models.
Right.
Also, tiny life update. I spent 15 minutes this morning looking for my sunglasses and they were on my head. Anyway, this paper has that same vibe of maybe the thing was already there and we were just using it in the dumbest possible order.
The core move here is clean, treat each transformer layer as a fixed function, then define inference as a program, meaning a sequence of layer indices that can be shorter, longer, or recurrent by repeating.
Okay.
Instead of layer 0 through layer d-1 exactly once, you have a program pi, some sequence of indices, and that composed function runs on the hidden states.
Some prompts need the whole stack. Some do not. And some wrong answers might actually be the result of the model taking its usual path.
Exactly. They use Monte Carlo tree search first, which I actually like as a research move. Probe the space of possible layer programs and see if better ones exist at all. They say for most inputs, there are programs with the same or better accuracy that use fewer layers, and sometimes the original wrong prediction gets fixed by an alternative program with fewer steps.
That is the part that feels bigger than an efficiency paper. Correcting bad answers with a different internal program suggests the model has capability trapped behind a rigid execution recipe.
Yeah, they also show the good programs are often built from contiguous layer segments, not total chaos. That's what makes the predictor plausible. You're segmenting the stack into modules, then assigning each module an operation like skip, keep, or repeat.
Which is the production bridge, right there. Contiguous chunks are much friendlier for real systems.
Oh, interesting. The practical model is a lightweight polar prediction network. Instead of doing expensive search at inference time, it predicts a segmentation over layers to define modules and an operation label for each module. Then you execute that program once over the frozen polar prediction layers.
So from a product angle, this feels less like replace your stack and more like add a controller on top of a model you already trust. If you're running a reasoning-heavy workflow, you can imagine a routed mode where hard queries get a more adaptive internal pass without touching the base weights.
Sure, I think that's the right read, with caveats. Their evaluation is on mathematical reasoning benchmarks, which is exactly where hidden step allocation matters a lot. They also report gains under out-of-distribution evaluation, which is encouraging, but I would not instantly generalize.
No, that's fair. This is me trying not to fall in love with the same product 6 different ways because it put on a new hat.
My bigger question is whether the predictor learns robust, difficulty-sensitive programs or partly overfits benchmark style. I just want to see broader tasks, latency distributions, and maybe interaction with caching before I declare this a default inference layer.
Right, because in production, the ugly stuff shows up fast. Tail latency, batching, KV cache assumptions, all the boring plumbing that decides whether a clever inference trick is a paper or a feature. But I do think frozen model adaptation is the sweet spot.
And I like that it strictly generalizes the earlier dynamic depth stuff. Skip-only methods miss cases where extra recurrence helps on harder problems. Repeat-only methods miss the obvious waste on easier ones. Joint control is the real architectural idea here, more than any single benchmark number.
We are really sitting here on a Monday, arguing that maybe the model should loop layer chunks like it forgot its keys. Anyway, they do have code up at GitHub under tianyilab/polar, so at least this isn't one of those elegant PDF-only experiences. You can go poke the actual implementation instead of just admiring the diagram.
Good, because this is exactly the kind of idea where the repo tells you whether the cleverness survives contact with reality.
Cody, go rescue your abandoned coffee. I'm going to try not to lose my sunglasses while wearing them again.